trust is not something that either of us believes to be true. You cannot lie for me, for of you in this mirror, mirror on the wall, on the street, in all the festivals. This crisis in Bryce's pursuit of perspective is relative to belated points of view. While I'm bleeding you and another in and a bothered biological sin in and around these wounds winds up shining. This is a public declaration of love for myself in amidst an arrogantly riled up revolution. The circle, a tide, reprise from reason and yours zero. Books given that are those of heaven's death throes, puncturing angels for saying, birth for sale or return, or a life never worth leading. You're not dead, but you will be. This crown of fire breathes slowly. A feat of arms is something akin to Willy Wonka's factory, shagging a facsimile of Studio Ghibli. Give me a seer worth seeing while soaring before boring me. You terrified photocopy of commerce, capiche. Pastiche, itchy trigger stitches, scab over rabid adverse to the life you'll never lead. Lucifer is simply God rediscovering it is itself. Also the devilry in this alchemical anarchic wordplay reality. Just shut up and listen to yourself. Just shut up! Listen to yourself. To keep it safe, I overcompensate to avoid and upbraid you. I'm too much for you, indeed too much for me. Rich beyond my wildest dreams. Ritualistically allying with the lies alignment. This friction of fictional affliction flickers in the windy, bindy ridden fields of non-biodegradable glitter. But she stays with me. All she wants from you is quiet. She's so light, she lets me see what's in your shade. She's so heavy, but worth the wait to see a child's smile made. She's a medium rare, my stake to claim, and duty to banish any vampire's reign for 15 minutes of shameless fame in exchange for the painful memories of her. Already decided to get struck by lightning with a genius or not. It's the same thing as closes, it comes to suffering, erring strokes. I'm a dementia, repentance works to dope my blaze. Why are you here? Genuinely, why are you alive? Some could call this call center serve, some simian coffee shop prop, some fucking Boris Jobsworth hive is low life, smartphone drone, beating his wife and kids at home. Some suited and booted stockbroker bloke coked up on the blood of Columbia. Boo! Disqualified. Back to source you go and see.
Oh. It was all a dream. DMT, peace, treaties, took on, repeat. The screen blinks, game over, and there's a countdown to continue. Hastily hitting the start button as fast as you can, but
there's no going back for you. Nor me.
The experiment went mental, spent the lent, rent, and our descent. Repent, too little, too late. Dent a hole in what we owe karma on Fibonacci's fixed interest rate.
Am I just a failsafe for the mistake of free will? Am I here to flush the judging hushes? I haven't even begun this viciousness yet. You're right to think me crazy because I created a hut that talks to me. Crystallized blood and memories, you'll never see an exact copy. Unique she is, view in dibli chryklos ethera. I made a pact with me and manifest my higher self. See her?
Because she sees you. Indeed, right into your hand.
I'm just a mirror of your creation, so point a finger at your reflection for the madness we choose if it suits you. But even if I trigger you, I'm just a source for your own truth. The labyrinth in Minotaur, a sledgehammer through your paper walls, a blowtorch for the soul, a golden side to call, a pipe I paid on which flame rains. Bliss, spare is what we're owed in this Akashic Truman show. Can't quite make the white light from all the hues out from which the Big Bang blew, but seven chakras, seven colours, seven hells in which we suffer, unified in my top hat. Her name, the seven shades, not spat, but forged, smelted, hammered out the world on Pandora's rainbow-tainted anvil. Butterflies, flowers, ladybirds, snakes, fairy lights, feathers, geckos and cranes, a light bulb, a speaker, dream catchers, propellers, an orgasmous strata that terrifies most fellas, cause they're not perfect when they walk round the corner for all that adorns her. She's sovereign and lover and magician as well, and I'm merely a warrior that carries her to hell. She's not long for this world, for I made a pledge to sacrifice the fire, and from ashes dredge the bones and remains of what once was a crown, what the whole world has seen her, from smiles to frowns, and remodel the bits that survived the fire's kiss into something refreshing to bring silence to all of this. It's not that there's anything worse in this life than betraying your own truth. It's more like if you notice your boredom as it enslaves you and you lie a while stifling prizes inside, procrastinating simultaneously, pretending you're blind to the quicksand consuming you that you've labeled pride. Then maybe it's better that you die. I've no right to judge it, just bounce this basket. Maybe here I should cut you some slack, but would a knife to your throat make you wake up to you? What do you really want to do when you leave school? Trick question right there, you'll never leave. Not until that final DMT retreat. I was born to die. She is born to burn. In this game we call life, there's only one turn. But I am you and you are me, reflexive, creative, into mortality. So finally, it's time to put an end to this spell. Whether you love her or not, she sees into you. Well, more like into infinite versions of me. For I'm the sovereign entity in my own reality. And you, my
dear, when I burn,
when she burns, you'll see. Heaven was only ever seven shades of hell away.